Today's share is Masechet Tanur, Daf Yudalad. We begin at Daf Yudalad and Aleph at the Mishnah, new Perek. Begins at the Mishnah, Yesh B'Kabonis Yochid, Shem B'Kabonis Tzibur. There are certain rules that apply by Karban Yochid that don't apply by Karban Tzibur. Yesh B'Kabonis Tzibur, Shem B'Kabonis Yochid. And there are certain rules that apply by Karban Tzibur that don't apply by Karban Yochid. Explains the Mishnah, Shem B'Kabonis Yochid, a Karban Yochid, as we have been learning, particularly in yesterday's shir, Ois and Tamura are able to make a Tamura. Then Karbanos Atziba is a Tamura, but the Karban Tziba doesn't make a Tamura. So Mepharshim asks that we learned in yesterday's shir that not only is it a Karban Yochid, not only is it a Karban Tziba that doesn't make a Tamura, but a Karban Ashutfim as well doesn't make a Tamura. So the question is, why does our Mishnah only say Ein Karbanos Atziba Ois and Tamura? Why doesn't our Mishnah as well say Ein Karban Hashotfim Oisin Tamura? So I saw some of Farshim explain that the point is that it's only carbon yachid that does Tamura, and any other carbon, whether it's carbon tzibur, it's carbon shotfim, doesn't do Tamura. The focus is on the carbon yachid. That's one teretz. But then I saw a very nice teretz from Rabbi Leib Malin. Yes, he says, we learned in our previous shiur that a carbon tzibur and a carbon shutfim both don't make Tamura. However, he indicates, the reason is very different. A carbon tzibur doesn't make a Tamura because inherent, that type of carbon is unable to make a Tamura. Whereas, a carbon yachid, a carbon shutfim, it's not that there's anything wrong with a carbon tzibur, because this goes, carbon shutfim, because this goes back to what we discussed in our previous year. There's a difference between tzibur and shutfim. Tzibur is an entirely new category, which doesn't make a Tamura. Shutfim is a partnership. So there's nothing in the carbon itself that prevents it from making a Tamura. The reason a carbon and shutfim doesn't make Tamura is because since they're more than one owner, so Tamura can't be done. So when the Mishnah wants to show us the contrast, the difference between Yochid and Tzibur, carbon Yochid and carbon Tzibur, not carbon shutfim. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, Karbanos Yochid Nohagim Bein Bezorim Bein Nekevis. Karban Shlomim could be in the Keva, as we'll discuss in the Gemara. Karbanos Tziba Einin Nohagim El Bezcharim. As Rashi explains, most Karban Tziba are Karban Oila, and Karban Oila always must be a male. When the Tziba brings Kifse Atzeres, they are Zecharim. When the Tziba brings the Karban Chattis, they're Zecharim. So typically, a Karban Tziba is a Zachar. Kabanas yachid chai b'chruyuson or b'chrayis nechskeim, which means as follows. If somebody has to bring a carbon yachid and he didn't bring it at the right time, what's the two examples Rashi gives? A carbon mitzayra, a carbon yoledes. So if you didn't bring it when you finish the yoledes, the 41st day by a boy, the 81st day by a girl, she could bring it later. A mitzayra could bring it later. A carbon tzibur, which is supposed to come at a specific time, if it's not brought at the right time, can't be brought later. The Brisker Rav is medayik in Rashi, that even though, as we just said, a carbon yochid can be brought after the prescribed time, says the Rav, it seems, a chiddush, that a carbon yoledes, for example, carbon mitzayra, l'chatchila should be brought at the first opportunity. The Mishnah is teaching us that if it wasn't brought, then it could be brought later. The Karbanos Tziba Enechai B'Chuyoson V'Loi B'Chrayis Nischeim. As we know, it's going to be a very big part of our shiur today, that if, when we bring a carbon, typically we bring along with it nesachim, meches nesachim. That means they bring wine to be poured on the mizbeach, and a carbon mincha. The wine itself is called nesachim, says the Rambam. The entire package, the mincha and the wine, is called minchas nescheim. So the halacha is that if you didn't bring the carbon tzibur in the right time, so not only don't you bring the carbon, but you don't bring the nesachim. Avol chayovim b'chrayis nesachim b'shikarv hamzavach, which means that if you didn't bring the carbon if you did bring the carbon tzibur at the right time, and then you didn't bring the nesachim along with it, you could bring the michas nesachim at a later date. Continues the Mishnah, yesh b'kabanas tzibur ma'ashayim b'kabanas yachid. On the other hand, the kabanas tzibur have certain rules that don't apply by carbon yachid. Shekabanas tzibur doichen as a Shabbos v'satumah. Shabbos, we bring the carbon tzibur, carbon tamid, Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, and most of Klai Yisrael is Tameh, they bring carbon. Very interesting, Rambam. The Rambam says, if most of the Kahanim Hanimtsoim B'Yerushalayim, who are found in Yerushalayim, are Tameh, we could bring the carbon with Tameh Digger Kahanim. There's two problems in understanding the Rambam. We understand that most of Klai Yisrael is Tameh, so that's the halacha, the famous halacha. If most of Klai Yisrael is Tameh, and carbon Pesach can be brought on Pesach Rishon. Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. But why, if most of the Kahanim are Tameh, but you still have Tar Digger Kahanim, can you use Tameh Digger Kahanim? You shouldn't use Tumah Digger Kahanim if you could have Tar Digger Kahanim. It's only Tumah Tchuya, not Hutra B'tzibur. So Mefarshim seem to say that the Rambam is going to learn that once most of the Kahanim are Tameh, the Loch of Tumah on Kahanim doesn't apply. There's still need to understand why the Rambam says Kahanim Hanim Tsoim B'Yerushalayim. Why does he say they have to be in Yerushalayim that this halacha applies? Further, however, that's a din by carbon tzibur. Carbon yochid ain't doich loisa shavs loisa tuma. So according to the Tanakama, what is the test if it's doich shavs a tuma? Carbon tzibur versus carbon yochid. Rameya disagrees. He says, v'aloi chaviti koin godl, or parashi yom kippurim. We know that every day the koin godl had to bring a carbon mincha, called the chaviti koin godl, machtsiso v'boike machtsiso ben harbayim. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol had to bring Parish Aron that he came from his funds for him, which are Kabbanis Yochit, V'daich Nes HaShavs was a Tuma. So says Rameya, what is the proba if it's Daich HaShavs? It's Mana Kavua. If something has a specific time that it has to be brought, Yom Kippur, Chavite Kohen Gadol, then it's Daich HaShavs, otherwise not. So the Rishonim all address the basic question. Rameya is saying something very strong. What would the Rabbanan respond to Rameya? So many Rishonim say that the way the Rabbanan respond to Rameya is that they say that Chavite Kohen Gadol and Parashal Aaron are considered also Karban Tzibur. Why? First of all, because by Chavite Kohen Gadol, even though, as we just said, the Aloch is the Kohen Gadol brings those chavitim on a daily basis. We learned the Gemara says that let's say the Kohen Gadol dies, and they haven't yet appointed a new Kohen Gadol, so the tzibur pays for those chavitim in that interim period. The parish of Aaron doesn't only bring kapara to Aaron, it brings to his whole family. So that's why these Rishonim say, Rameya, he's saying these are examples of carbon yachid, they're not really carbon yachid, they're really carbon tzibur. That's how some Rishonim learn. The Rambam, because of this question, says there's really no machlokes between Rameya and the Tanakama. And they both agree that what is the point is Zmanei Kavua. If it's Zmanei Kavua, then it's Doicha Shabbos for Tumah. The problem with the Rambam's explanation is the Mishnah doesn't say so. The Mishnah seems to indicate there's a machlokes. So I saw a very beautiful pshat. There is no machlokes in the Mishnah. The machlokes, the Rabbanan and Rameya are speaking from different perspectives. Rabbanan speak about a carbon tzibur. And Rabbanan is saying, you know why a carbon tzibur is doich shavs v'tuma? Because a carbon tzibur is such a strong carbon that it has the ability to be doich shavs and tuma. So it's a din in the carbon. Chavite koin gadol, parashal aaron, a doich shavs and tuma, not because of the strength of the carbon, because of the strength of the chiv on the individual. In yeshivish terms, carbon tzibur is a din in the cheftza, and the other one is a din in the gavra. So they're not arguing, they're just speaking about different perspectives. So we learned in the Mishnah that a carbon yachid oisa tamura. Ask the Gemara of a klaluhu, is that a hard and fast rule? Very oifus. You could bring a carbon oilus oif, you could bring a chatas oif, the carbon yachid, and we learned in yesterday's shir, ain oisa tamura. So as the Mefarshim say, and as will become clear in the Gemara soon, the Gemara could have given a very simple answer. The Gemara's answer is that Mishnah is not speaking about all situations, the Mishnah is speaking about most situations. But the Gemara attempted a different answer. Answered the Gemara, Kiktani, our Mishnah is speaking about Behem Kiktani. Our Mishnah is speaking about animals, not birds. Ask the Gemara furthermore, Vavlat Karbon Yochid. We learned also in our previous parak that the Vlad of a carbon, which is a carbon yochid, Vlad is Kachim, and Ve'en Ois and Temura. So again, we have an example of a carbon yochid that doesn't make a tamura. Answers the Gemara, Hamani, Rabbi Yehudi. Our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that we learned in the previous parak of Machlaikis, and it's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that Vlad is a tamura. Ask the Gemara, for a tamura atzma the carbon yochid hu. What happens by tamura? You identify the substitute, and we've been learning, vein tamura, is a tamura. So, how can we say that carbon yochid makes a tamura? Answers the Gemara, ki k'tani v'ilcha zifchiktani. Our Mishnah speaking about the first carbon, the main carbon. Our Mishnah doesn't speak about the derivatives, the tamura. So, answers the Gemara, hash dos lahachi. That our Mishnah is only speaking about the first kachim, not the derivatives. I feel tamer rabbanon. So now we could say that our Mishnah follows the opinion of the rabbanon. We ask the kasha, what about Vlad Kachim? Vlad Kachim is not ikka zivcha. And our Mishnah is speaking about ikka zivcha ketani. We learned furthermore in our Mishnah, kabbanos ayochad nehagas beim zuchar and beim nekevus. Ask the Gemara of a klohu, is that a hard and flayest rule? V'rei oila, a person could bring a carbon oila, the carbon yochad, v'zocha asya, and it comes from a zocher. And as the nekev layasya, you can't bring a carbon oiler from a nekeva. Answer the Gemara, ha'ika oilas oif. There is an oiler you can bring from a bird, and we've learned numerous times that Tanya Tamas was zachrus behema. By behema is a din that the animal may not be a balmum, that by certain kabbonis, most notably a carbon oiler, the animal has to be a male, vein tamas vach b'oifas. No halacha like that applies by oifas. Although, the Rish Chayim point out, that even though there is no halacha, that an oif may not be a balmum, and to be disqualified from being a carbon, a mechusar aver, if it's missing a limb, would still be disqualified even by an oif. Which is the basis I saw for a very interesting tshuva from Ramosha. Ramosha discusses a situation, le'aleinu v'le'aleichem, but somebody's paralyzed on his left hand. And the question is, could he put on tefillin on his left hand if it's completely paralyzed? And he wants to bring a raya from our Gemara. Because our Gemara says that by a bird, it only becomes disqualified when it's mechus or eva, when it's missing a limb. Yet the Rambam says that if the bird can't move its wing at all, it's attached, but it's not usable, it's considered like it's mechus or eva. So shouldn't that be a raya, says Ramosha, that if one is totally paralyzed on his left hand, it's as if it's mechusar aver, and you shouldn't put tefillin on such a hand? Says Ramosha, no. He says, as long as the hand, if you puncture it, will expel blood, it's considered still there. It's never paralyzed. He says, it's nothing to do with the hand, it has to do with the head. That the nervous system or the messages from the brain aren't working. But that doesn't mean that the hand isn't there, and therefore he says his father was paralyzed on the left hand, and he still put on tefillin on the left hand. Ask the Gemara, v'rei chattas to carbon yochid hi, the chattas is a carbon yochid, v'nekeva asa, zachal asya, it only comes from females, not males. And says, Gemara, that's not true, because ikka sar nasi, the halacha is that if the nasi does an aveira, for which a yisro will bring a carbon chattas, he has to bring the sar nasi, which is a male, the maisi zacher. Ask the Gemara, v'ikka oshim yachid, the oshim of a yachid, the zach asi may only be brought from males, nekeve layasi, but not from females. Answers the Gemara, ki carbon rabbanon, what are the rabbanon speaking about? Carbon the shavi ben b'yachid b'mitzibur. The Gemara says that the Mishnah is referring to such kabbanis that have a yochid variety and a tzibur variety. And the Mishnah is teaching us that by tzibur it has to be a zocher, and by yochid it could be either one. Oshim yochid, the zocher osi, nekevele, oshim yochid isi, whereas a carbon osham only has a variety of a carbon yochid, but tzibur lesi. Our Mishnah isn't speaking about a carbon asham because there is no tzibur variety of a carbon asham. Ibai Seima, another way of explaining the Mishnah. Mik tani kol kabbanis. Our Mishnah isn't speaking about all kabbanis. Our Mishnah is to be understood. Yesh b'ktani kabbanis ktani. We're not talking about all types of kabbanis. Our Mishnah is focused on shlomim. And the Mishnah is saying that if a yachid brings a carbon shlomim, Dalocha is, he could bring a female or a male, but as we said in the Mishnah, when the tzibah brings a karban shlamim, most notably on Shavuos, it must be a zochah. So we learned, karbanos yachid chai b'chriyosu. So just to repeat what we learned in the Mishnah. A karban yachid preferably should be brought on the day it's supposed to be brought. If it wasn't brought then, it could be brought later. A karban tzibah, if you missed Yom Tov, you missed Shabbos, you can't bring it afterwards. But we also learned in the Mishnah that if you brought the carbon in the proper time, but you didn't bring the nesachim in the proper time, you could still always make up those nesachim. Ask the Gemara not immediately. The Tana Rabbanan, the Vayu Yom B'Yomai, Melamed Shekol Hayom Kashul U'Mesafim. Carbon Musaf that's brought Shabbos Yom Tov, you could bring it the entire day. So Farshim asks, what's the Chiddush? Of course, you bring the Karban Musaf on Shabbos Yom Tov. What's the Mishnah teaching us? What's this Braisa teaching us? So one teretz that I saw is that there is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda Masech the Brachas, who says that Karban Musaf, should be brought only up to Shah Shishis, the sixth hour. Teaches us this Braisa. Now you can bring Karban Musaf all day. That's one pshat that I saw. Another pshat that I saw is that the Brisk Rav says a Chiddush. Musaf is a carbon that belongs to Shabbos, that belongs to Yom Tov. But the Brice is teaching us it doesn't belong to all of Shabbos. It belongs strictly to Shabbos by day. It belongs strictly to Yom Tov by day. And the Brice is teaching us that let's say b'di'eved you brought the carbon Musaf at night of Shabbos. Friday night you brought the carbon Musaf. Yom Tov by night you brought the carbon Musaf. Even b'di'eved it wouldn't be acceptable. Because it isn't yet the Zman. The Zman is only by day. But continues the brayse b'yoymai melamed shem ova hayoyim v'lo yevion. If the day ended and you didn't bring it, ein echayev b'chriyuson. You can no longer bring it afterwards. Interesting questions. One question is, you could bring it all day. What is the halach? We know the halach is aleh hashlem kolabonos kulam. The last carbon that's brought every day is the tamid shebein abayim. Let's say you didn't bring the carbon musaf yet. But it's ready after you brought the Tamid Shebein Abayim. Could you bring B'di'evi the Karban Musaf afterwards? Machloikas v'shoinim. Another interesting question. Very interesting question. Here we're saying that if you miss the Karban Musaf on Shabbos Yom Tov for Shchodesh, you can't make it up. What's the halacha if you missed it because it was an oinus? Like us. The best examples. We don't bring the Karban Musaf because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Is the halacha still that you don't bring it after it? If you miss this man, you lose it. Or, if it's b'aynus, you'll have to make it up. I saw it's machloikis. And there's some that say that if you miss the carbon musaf, b'aynus, you have to make it up. So it turns out that when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, m'heir b'yameinu, we're going to have to bring thousands and thousands of carbon, according to that opinion, to make up for all the carbon musafs of all the Shabbosim and Yom Tovim and Rosh Chodashim that we missed out all these thousands of years ago. And they want to say that's pshat in the musaf that we say in Rosh Chodesh. V'sham nasl fanecha. We're going to make all these kabbanis we're going to have to make up that we missed. Continues the Gemara, the Braisa. Yochla yehei chai b'achreis neskeim. That halacha should still be that if you bought the carbon musaf, but you didn't bring the nesachim, you can't bring it afterwards. You brought the carbon, but you didn't bring the nesachim. Tamalayim mechasim neskeim belayla, mechasim neskeim lemachar. You could bring it at night, you could bring it the next day. So the Mefarshim explain, how does the words mechasim neskeim teach us this din? So I saw two pshatim. Rashi seems to learn, because the words mechasim neskeim are superfluous. And they're here to teach us this halacha about the Mechas Nesachim. Another pshat is that the Torah is very specific in saying Minchasav in this game, not Minchasav in this game. If it would have said it would evolve, it means it's connected to the carbon. The Torah is not connecting it to the carbon, and therefore if you brought the carbon in the proper time, you could bring the Nesachim at a later date. And here we have a very big Machlokes Rishayim. When the Gemara says here that you could bring the Nesachim at a later date, is that L'chatchilo or B'diyevet? The Rambam says it's l'chatchila. You don't have to bring the Nesachim that day. You can bring it later. Taisus makes a distinction between a carbon tzibur and a carbon yachid. Because he says that the halacha is that a carbon tzibur, when you bring the nesachim at the proper time, you sing shira. So you don't want to miss that shira. If you're going to bring it later, you're going to miss the shira. A carbon yachid, you never say shira when you bring the nesachim. So since you never say shira when you bring the nesachim, since you never say shira when you bring those nesachim, it doesn't make a difference when you bring them. Rashi says that by all kabbonis, lechatchila, you should bring the nesachim when you bring the carbon. Chaviva mitzvah b'shata. The right time is to bring the nesachim with the carbon, and that's what lechatchila you should do. That you could bring the nesachim any time. The halacha is even on Shabbos and Yontif. Machlokes in the Rishonim, when Rish Lakish says that you could bring the nesachim at a later date, even on Shabbos and Yontif, what does Rish Lakish mean? Does it mean that you could bring the entire nesachim on Shabbos and Yontif, or does he mean you could only bring the wine part? Because bringing the wine doesn't involve any chil Shabbos. But bringing the carbon milcha means you're burning it, and that's chil Shabbos and Yontif, which you shouldn't have done. Says the Marv Tzvichi, so we had two psukim that teach us the same halacha, that the nesachim could be brought at a later date. Dikos rachmanim avad Shabbos Hashem, if we only had that pasuk, have a mina b'yoyim in u'b'lai l'loy. You could bring the nesachim at a later date, but only by day, not by night. Om akrom and chosim v'neskeyem, that any time. Because Rachmanim and Chosim and Niskeim, V'loi Chosim Milvad Shabbos Hashem, have a mina b'layla in. Only the night after the day you brought the carbon, may you bring the minchas nesachim that were delayed. B'yamam Allah, but not the next day. U'mayshna, why would we give that night more preference than any other time? Because says the Gemara, B'kotshim layla ha'olach achayoyim. Says the Gemara, a very important rule. Even though we know as Jews, the night comes before the day. So it's say the night after you brought the carbon, so that's still connected to that day. And that's why then you may bring the nesachim. Any other time not. That's why, so Mefarshim discuss this concept of bekotchim, unlike anywhere else in our religion, laila ha'olach achayoyim. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak B'Ditchever explains as follows. He says, why do we follow day, night and then day? He says, because night represents time of darkness. It represents Yira Shemayim. Day represents the time of light, which represents a Hava. Most people don't get to the Madrega of a Hava Hashem, but they do get to the Madrega of Yira Hashem. So that's why in this world we say first there's Yira, but then there's a Hava. But then there are people who are Kotshim, holier. In such situation, the Yoim, a Hava, comes first, and the Hava brings to Yira. Chassam Sofer says a similar somewhat pshat. He says, by us, the night comes before the day, because that's what we believe. We have Olam Hazeh, but then we're going to a better world, the world, the Olam Haba. And that's why first there's night and then there's day. He says, but there are people who have a world that this world is Geshmak. Who are those people? Those are the people who learn Torah. Those are the people who do mitzvahs. And therefore, by them, by Kachim, by such people, Halayla Hoylech Achayoyim, this world is better, because in this world we can learn Torah still and do mitzvahs. Next world we can't. And in fact, the Bnei Yisoschar says, with that we could understand Pshat and a Pasuk. Pasuk, that's a very famous Pasuk. V'gisabai yoimam v'laila. So it says yoim before laila. Shouldn't it say laila before yoim? But a person who's a hagisabah, a person who's sitting and learning Torah, for him, it's yoim and then laila. And that's why the Mefarshim say, there's one yontif where we make the Suda at the night after the day, not the day before the night before the day. Which yontif? Purim. We don't make the Suda at night of Purim. We make the Suda late in the afternoon of Purim, and it extends into the night, because Purim is Kachim. Purim is Kodesh HaKadoshim. Purim is never going to be bottled. And that's why by Purim, it's like Kodshim, Halayla Hoylech Achar Hayoyim. One more nice word. There's two Gemaras. One Gemara says that the Ovis were Mesak in the Tfilis. Avram made Shachris. Yitzchak made Mincha. Yaakov made Marav, composed Marav. The other Gemara says, Kabanis Kenegat Tamidim Ktiknam. Corresponding to the Karban Tamid and the Avarim that are brought every day. So Mefarshim tried to reconcile these two Gemaras. So I saw a beautiful pshat. Avram Avinu was Mesak in the first tefillah. So which tefillah should Avram Avinu have composed? Ma'ariv. In our religion, the night comes first. So if Avram Avinu is making the first tefillah, what should be the first tefillah he should make? Ma'ariv. Yet he made Shachris. Says the Gemara, tefillahs of his tiknum. And if you're going to ask, so if so, it should have been that Avram made Ma'ariv, not Shachris. But it's connected to midim tiknum. It's like kotshim. And by kotshim, halayla haylachachayoyim. So the day begins with Shachris. By kotshim, Avram, the first tefillah, is indeed Shachris. And that's why Avram Avinu made Shachris. Continues the Gemara. V'nesachim yikrevi b'layla. Is that true that the Nesachim can be brought by night? V'tanya einli advarim shadakin l'kar b'layla. Only such things that are brought by night, kigon avarim ubedarim, the different limbs of the kabbonis, shemekriven mibayus shamish umisachlin v'holchen kol alayla kula, and they're burnt on the mizbeach all night long. However, dvarim shadakin l'kar b'yoyim, different kabbonis that the time is by day, kigon akaymet v'alvoina uminchas nesachim shemalon mibayus shamish. You have to put them up before the day ends. Says the Gemara, Levaya Shemesh Takadaitach. Says the Gemara, let's understand these words. Here it says you put them up after the sun goes down. But didn't we just say a second ago, Vamad Varm Shadakim Lakar Beyom, that you have to put it by day, not at night? Ela Imba Shemesh, that they have to be put on the Mizbeach before night. You put on the Mizbeach before night, and then, Misachim Varachim Kalalaila. So we have a Kasha. Here we said you could put them in the Sachem on the Mizbeach at night. And here it says you could only put it by day. The Sachem must be by day. So how do we just learn it has to be by night? Answers the Gemara, Amram v'cham alay kasha. Kanli kodesh, kanli karev. The way Rashi explains the Gemara is like this. Making the Nesachem kodesh, by putting them into the Kli Sharis, you could do by night. But actually putting them on the Mizbeach may only be done by day. So the Brisker Rav asks, once you put it into the Kli Sharis, if the night ends and you haven't been makrivit yet, it comes possible with lean, it becomes disqualified. So how are you going to ever bring this carbon? So the Brisker Rav answers, what you're going to do is put it into the Kli Sharis, put the Kli Sharis on the Mizbeach, and leave it there. And that's how they're going to become impervious to being puzzled from Lina. Amalei Rava asks Rava, I don't understand your teretz. In Migdish Kotshi, if the halach is that you could be magdish them by night, kruvinami mikri, then you should be able to be makrav in the sachem as night as well. Because v'atanya we've learned in a brisa, zakal kala kar b'yoyim, anything that only could be offered by day, ein kodesh el b'yoyim, can only be could only be made kaddish by day. The kol akar belayla, anything that could be offered at night, kaddish belayla, could only be by night. What does that mean? So some say it means devarim vidarim. Others say it means the shemen of the menorah, which is a very difficult pshat. It's Tosfos pshat, but it's a very difficult pshat because the shemen of menorah isn't by night. They lit the menorah by day. So how are we calling the menorah something that's brought by layla? So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is that since the halacha is that yes, you light the menorah by day, but it has to remain lit all night. So you see that the menorah is considered a nighttime avodah. Another pshat, it's really an extension. The halacha is that you're supposed to light the menorah by day. But let's say you lit the menorah by day, and in the middle of the night it got extinguished. You have to relight it. That's why it's called kar belayla. Bein b'yom bein belayla, something that's brought Sai by day and Sai by night, Kaddish ben b'yom b'yom b'layla. So how could you say, ask the Gemara, that Menichas Nesachim, you could be Magdish Balayla, but only bring it by day? This Brisa says that if you could be Magdish at night, you should be able to be Makavit by night. Ela Amar Rav Yosef, Shama Michas Nesachim Amas Nisa. Indeed, we should remove Michas Nesachim from this Brisa. Michas Nesachim can be brought at night. Says the Gemara, Kisalak Rav Dimi, as Rav Dimi went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechel Rav Yirmiyah, he met Rav Yirmiyah, Yosef come from Shmei Rav Shub and Levi. Menayim when the Nesachim Aboyim and Mezevach, how do you know the Nesachim that come with a carbon, Shein Kravim El B'yoyim, they have to be brought by day? Tamaloyma, Ula Neschayim, Ula Shalmchayim. Ma Shlom B'yoyim, Af Nesachim B'yoyim. So this Brisa, this Pasuk clearly teaches us that the Nesachim can only be done by day, all aspects of it. A special limit. Question is, in the Rishonim, is this only Nesachim of wine, or is this also by Nesachim Mayim that they brought out Sukkos as well? So Mashlam B'yoyim, Af Nesachim B'yoyim. So he says, Omer, Yashkechei, if I would find somebody, the Kus of a Girta, that could write a letter on my behalf, Shalchalei Rabbi Yosef, I would send to Rabbi Yosef, Leitisvim Mr. Nesachim, don't remove Nesachim from this list. V'loi Kasha. But we still have our Kasha. He was saying that Nesachim must be by day. And he was saying that Nesachim could be by night. Answered the Gemara, the way to reconcile this question is as follows. Kama Nesachim Aboim Imazavach. Nesachim that if you were, the way to Rishonim explain, you were Magdish to Nesachim before you brought the carbon, those Nesachim have to be brought by day together with the carbon. But if you were not Magdish to Nesachim when you brought the carbon, so the halacha is, they could be brought, Nesachim Aboim, Ba'af Ne'atzmam, they could be brought even by night. The question is, very interesting question, when we say that Nesachim could be brought by day, what does day mean? Because there's a machloikis in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, till when you could daven mincha. The Shulchan Aruch says you could daven mincha only till Shkia. The Ramah says you could daven mincha until night. What is the machloikis based on? Says the Magen Avraham, that the Ramah holds that we don't daven mincha. The Shulchan Aruch holds that we daven mincha corresponding to Talmud Sheben Abayim. And Talmud Sheben Abayim, the Zrikas Adam, had to be done before Shkia. We, however, daven mincha corresponding to Michas Nesachim. And the Ramah is going to pass on the Michas Nesachim, even though we're learning it had to be brought by day when it came with the carbon. It had to be brought up till the night. So you could daven mincha until the night. There's another interesting shaila that the place can discuss. Interesting shaila. There are those that say karbonis before they daven mincha. So the question the Pais can discuss is, let's say you're running late, and you're davening mincha late, whatever late means, and you don't have time to say kabbonis before you daven mincha. So most of the kabbonis you can't say at night, because we just finished learning, you can't bring a carbon by night. But Nesachim, our Gemara just taught us, you could, under certain circumstances, bring a night, if you weren't magdish them, before you brought the carbon. So if somebody missed kabbonis before mincha, or he's running late, and he can't say all the kabbonis, can he say the parashas Nesachim after mincha when it's already night? And they want to use our Gemara as a raya, you can. Because our Gemara clearly is paskening that Nesachim aboim b'fnei atzmam can be brought at night. However, the Paiskim do say, it's not l'chatchila, because our Gemara also said that the right way is to bring the Nesachim with the carbon, and they should be brought by day. Says the Gemara. So the Gemara made a comment that he said if he had a letter, he would send him a letter. Asked the Gemara, v'yahavlei girta mi'efshalom mishlecha, if he had a letter, would he have been able to send it? V'om Rav Abba b'rei Rav Chiba, Rav Abba b'yochanan, koisvei halachis, if somebody puts Torah to writing, k'sayrif ha-Torah. It's like burning Torah. Why? Posh pshat is, because the halacha is you're not supposed to write Torah. And if you write it, you have to burn it. So when you write Torah Shabbat Peh, you're like burning Torah. Another pshat is that the halacha, Gemara Masechta Shabbos discusses, that if a fire breaks out on Shabbos, under what circumstances can you save Svarim? But Torah Shebal Peh you're not allowed to say because it shouldn't have been written, as we're about to learn. So that's why if somebody writes Torah and then there's going to be a fire on Shabbos Chas V'Shalom, it's going to be like he burned the Torah. Furthermore, says the Gemara, V'alaymed mehem ein eno toschar. If you write Torah Shebal Peh and you learn from that, you don't get any schar. And it says the Gemara, Dorf Yehuda ben Nachmanim etogim de Reish Lakish. Kos vecher oima ksoiv l'chas advar me'elo. One pasuk says, commit these things to writing. The kos of oima ka'pi advar me'elo. That you should say them. Loim loch to teach us. Dvar shal pei yat rishoyim loim b'ksav. Torah Shebal Peh should not be written. B'shek psav yat rishoyim loim r'al peh. And Torah Shebal Peh should not be said orally. V'tan d'beri b'shmo. Ksoiv l'chas advar me'elo. Eila at the kaisif, you rather write Torah Shebal Ksav, avil ein at the kaisif halachas. You can't write Torah Shebal Peh. Why? Mefarshim explain, Torah Shebal Ksav is not just the words. There are extra letters, missing letters, kri, ksiv. All of these written words have much meaning, and therefore, they have to be learned b'ksav. Another pshat is that that's how the Torah was given to us. The Torah Shebal Ksav was given to us in writing. It would be disrespectful if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us something and we just ignored it and we learned it Baal Peh. On the other hand, why is Torah Shebal Peh need to be specifically Baal Peh, not Ksav? So the Pashut Pshat is that there's nothing that could substitute a Magid Shir, a Rebbe teaching a Shir. That's what Torah Shebal Peh is all about. The oral words. The oral words have to be committed, have to be oral with the back and forth of Torah and with the understanding that comes when you say something versus when you read it. Furthermore, Torah Shebal Ksav, the written word could be falsified as it has been, unfortunately, over the generations. Torah Shebal Peh, which is a Messiah, is much more difficult to falsify and therefore is protected. Machlokes Rishayim, if this Isser is an Isser Daraisa or Isser Darabonim. Furthermore, Machlokes Rishayim, if it only applies to Torah Shebal Ksav, the Chamisha Chumash Torah, or it applies to Nevi'im and Ksuvim as well. The Mefarshim, starting already with Rishayim, Taisus on the Amid, ask the obvious question. If our Gemara takes such a serious view to Torah Shebal Ksav being said Baal Peh, so how can we say so much Torah Shebal Ksav Baal Peh? Whenever we daven, whenever we sing a song, it's all Torah Shebal Ksav. And we say it by heart. So there are many answers. One answer given is, I'm not going in any specific order, it's something that's shogar b'fi kol. Something that everybody knows by heart, you could say by heart. Another teretz is that it's only a pasuk sholim. When you're saying a whole pasuk. Not when you're saying only part of a pasuk. Another teretz is that it's only usur when you say it with the trop. When we say words of the Torah, we don't say it with the tamim. Another teretz that it's only usur when you might see someone else. But if you're saying it for yourself, there is no problem. Another teretz is that just like we're going to learn, the Torah Shebal Peh was ultimately committed to writing, because Eis Lasik L'Hashem Aferi Teresecha, they also wanted us to daven. And if we're going to daven, they didn't have printing like we had, and if you only could daven from a siddur, people won't daven. So the same Eis Lasik L'Hashem Aferi Teresecha applies to Torah Shebal Ksav, that may be said by heart. There are other heterim, these are the primary heterim, why we could say Torah Shebal Ksav by heart. So now we're back to where we started. So how could Rabbi Yosef have said, if I would have had a letter I would have written, you're not allowed to write Torah Shebal Peh? Answer the Gemara, Amri Dilma Milsa Chadat Toshani. This was a chiddush. A chiddush, in order to remember, you write a right. During the week they learned Gemara, they learned Halacha. On Shabbos they said Rosh is to the Balabatim. Balbatim liked to hear Agarata. And they had Svarim with Agarata. And they used to look at those Svarim before they said this drosha. And the question is, how could they do so? V'darshi hachi, eis lasis l'ashem, hefer teresecha. Amri, they said, mutav tarak of Torah. It's better that we should take out this halacha, that Dvarim Shebal Peh should not be committed to writing, v'avtishtakech Torah Yisrael, if we won't commit it to writing. Firstly, from here we see a historical fact. We're used to assuming that when did this heter come into place? So when I was young, they said it came in the time from Rebbe, that Rebbe put the Mishnah into writing, because Eis Las L'Hashem Afer Teresecha. But if that were true, then why is there a question of Rabbi Yosef? Rabbi Yosef was an Amira. He lived many years after Rebbe. So it seems that it wasn't Rebbe that was the first that put Torah Shebal Peh into writing. Another interesting point. Here we're seeing that it's a Milsa Charata, and there's a concern that you may forget it, you could commit it to writing. So the Paiskim say, let's say you're learning a Chol Hamoed, and you come up with a Chiddush, and you're concerned that if you don't write it, by the time Yontav is over, you're going to forget. So even though L'chatchila, you should not write in Chol Hamoed, a Chiddush that you're concerned that you're going to forget if you don't write it in Chol Hamoed, you're allowed to write a Chol Hamoed. Of course, the Paiskim say, it's not that you should be Mechavim Malach de Lamoed, that I'm going to write Divrei Torah in Chol Hamoed. But then I saw a beautiful vart from the Panovich Rav. He bases it on a Gra. We have many times in Shas that the Gemara asks a question on a Mishnah, and the Gemara answers, Chsuri Mechser Vach Ketani. The Mishnah is really missing words. But we don't find that the Mishnah is changed, that the Mishnah is actually modified. If the Mishnah is missing words, so why didn't they change the girsa of the Mishnah? So some pshatim I think I might have said, is because they used to learn Torah Shebal Peh, and they got used to a certain version, they didn't want to confuse them. But now says the Panovich Rav, a whole different pshat. They wanted to preserve. We could live in our days and never notice a concept of Torah Shebal Peh. Everything is written. How do we still have a connection to what we just learned? A din d'oraisa, perhaps, that you have to learn Torah Shebal Peh, Bal Peh. The Chsuri Mechser Vach Ketani is our connection to that rule. Continues the Gemara. Omar Papa, Hash Damit. Now that we've established the Nesachim Abom Mifnei Atzman, if somebody brings a carbon Nesachim by itself, the halacha is Kraven Afil Belaila. You could bring it even by night. So therefore, he says, Nizdam Nesachim Belaila. If somebody gets Nesachim by night, Magdishim Belaila or Makriven. You could be Magdish them at night and be Makriv them at that time. Omler of Yosef Bered of Shmael or Papa, Tanya the Messiah. I bring a raya, because we learned in the Braisa, Kzeh Klal, Kol HaKor B'Yoyim, and the Kodesh El B'Layoyim, the Braisa we learned in the bottom of an album. The Kol HaKor B'Layla, Kodesh, the Kol HaKor B'Layla, Be'im B'Yoyim B'Layla, Kodesh, Be'im B'Yoyim B'Yoyim B'Layla. Furthermore, says the Gemara, Omer of Adar Bar Hava, we spoke about this earlier, if you brought, or you were Magdish even, a Michas Nesachim at night, the Alois HaShachar, Pesals Behem Kevarim, with Lina. Says the Gemara, Kiyosav Dima Amar Yachm Shem Shem Yitzadik, Eilu Tas L'Hashem Medechem, Eilu Chavis Haba, Haba is Beregel, Levad Medrechem, V'nim Deseichem, Liman Al Nadar V'Nadar V'Shekrevim B'Chol HaShemayit. The Nadar V'Nadar could be brought a Chol HaMayit. So the Mefarshim ask, what's the Chiddush? Of course you could bring in a Chol HaMayit. So some say that the Chiddush of this price is that you could bring in a Chol HaMayit, but you may not bring it on Yontif. On Yontif, you're only allowed to bring Kabbanis that you're obligated to bring. Another pshat is that the Brice is teaching us, bring it on Chol HaMayit. Why should you bring it specifically in Chol HaMayit? So one pshat I saw is because you should have meat available, Tiran Chol HaMayit, the meat of the carbon. Another pshat is that we know that you're over Baal Ta'achar if you let three Yom Tovim pass without bringing what you're obligated to bring. So teaches us here the Brisa that when are you over Baal Ta'achar? If you let all of the Yontif pass, but let's say you bring in a Chol HaMoed, you're safe from Baal Ta'achar. Others say a different version. Because the clock is ticking, bring in a Chol HaMoed, because if you're not going to bring in a Chol HaMoed, then you may be over about to Acher. Olasechem ma'akos b'daber. Then the Pasuk says, Olasechem. Ask them, what does the Pasuk mean? I ba'olos nadar harei kvar omer, nadrechem. Vi ba'olos nadar harei kvar omer, nadvesechem. Einem b'daber, ela b'yiladis, olos yiladis, olos mitzayra, that they may be brought on Chol HaMoed. Uman chesechem, again, the ma'akos b'daber. Even mechus nadar harei kvar omer. Even mechus nadar harei kvar omer. I always say the difference between nadar and nadar is when nadar is when you said harei a lie, it became a personal obligation. The dove is when you said harei zu. Hayne kos daba el b'minchas soita. The minchas soita, minchas chattis and minchas kanaz. Minchas soita is the mincha of a soita. Minchas chattis is a carbon oil of a yoyrid that sometimes you bring a carbon mincha. Un l'seichem l'shuchem, makish nesachem l'shlamim. Ma shlam b'yoyim, av nesachem b'yoyim. Ul shalmeichem, l'rabis Shalmi Nazar. Amalei Abaya, Vlema Mar, Shalmi Pesach. Maybe the Pasuk speaking about the Shalmi Pesach, that the halacha is that you have to eat the Karban Pesach when you're full. And therefore, if you have a lot of people in your group, you brought a special Chagiga, and if you didn't bring it before Yontav, you could bring it on Chol HaMoed. This Shalmi Nazir, Nidav and Nidav. I don't need a Pasuk to tell you about the Shalmi Nazir. The Tanya Zak Klal, Kosher, Nidav and Nidav, Karba Bamas Yochid. V'sh'ena nidav v'nidav, ena karba b'rmas yachid. V'tanan ha-manchas v'naziris kremen b'rmas yachid. Divrei meya. So we see it's considered like a nedav v'nidav. So I don't need a pasuk for naziris. And it says the Gemara, indeed, some mekan naziris, because naziris is considered something that's nidav v'nidav, and obviously can be brought in Chol HaMoed.